you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Among LA's homeless, there's an ever-growing population that has been historically left out of the conversation. That's survivors of domestic violence. Take-Two producer Julia Paskin has been reporting on the link between these two issues, finding that almost half of unhoused women in LA County are there because of such abuse. It's all part of our series, Pushed Out. Julia is with us now. Now, Julia, you spent several months working on this, and I'd like to hear what your main takeaways were as you reported all this out.
Yeah, well, first of all, just how incredibly common domestic or intimate partner violence is, especially amongst women. Statistically, one in three women will experience this form of abuse in their lives. And a third of women coming into emergency rooms are there because of intimate partner violence. So with those numbers, it kind of begins to make sense that abuse is the biggest contributor to women's homelessness. I've also been stricken with the lack of compassion that survivors can experience within the quote-unquote system. The phrasing of, you know, what did you do to get here, which creates an overall sense of victim blaming, and that becomes inherent when applying for shelter and housing services. And there are certainly more trauma-sensitive providers within domestic violence groups, but they can be hard to access, and even well-intended organizations can have some harmful practices. But most of all, I have to express that after interviewing different survivors and hearing their stories, it's their strength and resilience that's left a really lasting impression.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you touched on this in some of the earlier pieces, but can you elaborate on why it is so hard, so difficult for people to remove themselves from abusive situations?
Well, abusers can become most dangerous when their victim tries to leave. So it's the most life-threatening time for a victim. And when abusers aren't able to physically prevent a victim from leaving, there are other ways, like monitoring their bank account and their credit cards, tracking their phones, or withholding access to their own children. So that means you have to make an escape plan and you have to wait for an opportunity to run to safety.
But why do so many women end up unhoused after leaving an abusive partner?
Well, abusive relationships are all about power and control. So a victim's ability to work and to manage their own finances is slowly but surely taken over by the abusers. So survivors often leave with nothing. And there's not an organized safety net for survivors facing homelessness. And in the decades of policymaking around homelessness, there's been a lack of strategy to help unhoused women in general, let alone domestic violence victims. That is beginning to change in LA County, but in general, survivors of abuse are not a group that's given priority for funding or support.
So once that leap has been made and one does wind up leaving, what are the main barriers that prevent survivors from picking up their lives and just moving on?
Well, resources are limited in shelters specifically for domestic violence victims, so beds fill up. And every shelter has their own requirements, and some are pretty hard to meet. Also, to qualify for many homeless shelters, you have to already be homeless and living outside. And recovering financially also means repairing bad credit and managing debt, sometimes accrued by the abuser without the victim's knowledge. So renting and getting back on your feet has extra challenges. And it must be said that survivors are recovering from years of trauma. So it's common to need counseling and time to process and heal after enduring long-term abuse.
This issue is getting more attention. And as you report, some small fixes have been made to the system. But what else needs to happen that could address some of the points you raised earlier in our conversation?
Well, the first step is recognizing domestic and intimate partner violence as a public health crisis. We have to talk about it more so people know that they're not alone and that they don't have to be ashamed. But advocates say we have to stop treating homelessness as a separate issue. Women and domestic violence survivors need to be made a priority within shelter and housing services. And if a survivor comes into a woman's shelter, the goal is for the staff to be able to at least connect that person with the specific services they need, like a counselor, group therapy, or transitional housing designed for survivors of domestic abuse.
That's Take-Two producer Julia Paskin. Our series on domestic violence and homelessness is called Pushed Out. You'll be able to read and listen to the whole series later this month on LAist.com. That's LAIST.com. Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you, A.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.